Well, tonight is the 3rd of September, and you've joined us for the evening service of the Pineville House Church. And tomorrow's Labor Day. Hope you all have a good time off work, if you do work. And if you're retired, you know what that means. It means to be tired all over again. Okay? I want to remind people that we are having a talk shoot tomorrow evening. 6 o'clock Central Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, and Kevin has agreed to help us out, and it's nice when people, you know, it's always nice when people tell you they're going to help you out, and they keep their commitments, you know, because we're living in a society where people will tell you anything. But anyway, it's also good to have other people that will assist in these things. We're not one-man band. We're not a one-man band, unlike what a lot of people think. Church is a one-man band. Rosette had a good time of fellowship today with Louise Greaves up in Minnesota. And the first selection Mark has requested is out of the Old School Hymnal. It's page 207, and it's entitled "He Hideth My Soul." And you know, the soul is eternal. A lot of people think it's temporary, and then it comes back to life again. But it is eternal. It always has been and always will be. Mark, you want to start that?
Oh, wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. A wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft and the rock, where rivers of pleasure I see. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hides my life in the depths of his love, and covers me there with his hand. And covers me there with his hand. A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. He taketh my burden away. He holdeth me up, and I shall not be moved. He giveth me strength as my day. With wondrous blessings each moment he crowns, and filled with his fullness divine, I sing in my rapture of glory to God, for such a Redeemer as mine. When clothed in his brightness, transported I rise, to meet him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, his wonderful love, I'll shout with the millions on high. He hides my soul in the cleft of the rock, that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hides my life in the depths of his love, and covers me there with his hand. And covers me there with his hand.
What a beautiful song. And to think that Fanny Crosby was blind and wrote that song. God certainly had his hand on her. We can't deny that. Okay, The next one is Psalm 72a out of the Psalter, page 40. Rosette is requested. Mark, you want to start that?
Oh God, the judge has given the king his reigning sun of righteousness. He to thy people right shall bring, with justice shall thy poor redress. Thou shalt bring prosperity, the hills bring peace by righteousness. He'll judge the poor, the wrong set free, and crush them in who them oppress. Till sun and moon no more are known, they shall be fear in ages on. He'll come as rain on meadows mown, and showers upon the earth that fall. The just shall flourish in his day, while as the moon shall peace extend. From sea to sea shall be his way, and from the rivers to earth's end.
Well, we've been familiarizing ourselves with the Gadsby hymns, and like I said this morning and yesterday, we've been trying to find the right metered tunes to sing with these great, great Gadsby songs. And they're not all Gadsby songs, they're just in the Gadsby hymnal. There's many, many songwriters: Hart, Cowper, Gadsby, many of them. We're going to look at a few more, try to sing a few more tonight. Let's try to sing, let's see here. See what I can find. We've gotten 60 of them done, but some of them, you know, you keep thinking of the other song, and it's hard to make the conversion sometimes in your mind when you're trying to, sing these. Let's see. Let's try to sing number 15. This is on the holiness of God, not the holiness of man. And it's to the tune of Blessed Be the Fountain of Love. How shall I praise the eternal God, that infinite unknown, who can ascend his high abode, or venture near his throne? Heaven's brightest lamps with him compared, how mean they look and dim. The holy angels have no spots, yet can't compare with him. Holy is he in all his works, and truth is his delight. But sinners and their wicked ways shall perish from his sight. None but his favorites may draw near, who stand in Christ complete. The Holy One shall all appear and worship at his feet. In Jesus' image shining bright, with rapture they adore. The holy, holy, holy Lord, in glory evermore. Okay, let's see. Let's try to sing. Okay, let's try to sing number 29. And this is going to be to the tune of Blessed Assurance. Now, Rosette has marked several places where we repeat the lines, so we'll figure that out as we go into singing this. This is called Led by the Spirit. Descend from heaven, celestial dove, with flames of pure seraphic love. Our ravished breast inspired, fountain of joy, bless Paraclete. Warm our cold hearts with heavenly heat, and set our souls on fire. Warm our cold hearts with heavenly heat, and set our souls on fire. Breathe on these bones so dry and dead, thy sweetest, softest influence shed. In all our hearts abroad, point out the place where grace abounds. Direct us to the bleeding wounds of our incarnate God. Direct us to the bleeding wounds of our incarnate God. Conduct, bless, guide thy sinner train to Calvary, where the Lamb was slain, and with us there abide. Let us our loved Redeemer meet. Weep o'er his piercing hands and feet, and view his wounded side. Weep o'er his pierced hands and feet, and view his wounded side. From which pure fountains, if thou draw water to quench the fiery law, and blood to purge our sins, we'll tell the Father in that day. And thou shalt witness what we say. We're clean, just God, we're clean. And thou shalt witness what we say. We're clean, just God, we're clean. Teach us for what to pray and how. And since kind God 'tis only thou, the throne of grace canst move, pray thou for us that we through faith may feel the effects of Jesus' death. Through faith that works by love, may feel the effects of Jesus' death. Through faith that works by love, thou with the Father and the Son art that mysterious three in one. God bless forevermore whom thou we cannot comprehend. Feeling thou art the sinner's friend, we love thee and adore. Feeling thou art the sinner's friend, we love thee and adore.
Well, after we sing those a few times, hopefully we'll get them down a little bit better. Tonight, I want to really do a summary of an email that I got from Hoyt D. Sparks. And I sent this out to everybody, but I think it was so good that it bears going over, because this is exactly what people are doing today with the Word of God. They're changing it to make to fit their own lifestyles. Now, this was written by Gilbert Beebe in October the 9th, 1833. Think about that, 1833. So, 1933 would be 100 years. And so, 2033 would be 200 years. And this is 17, so that's almost 175 years, or at least. But nothing changes, doesn't it? He calls this, Gilbert calls this, the Book of Perversions. The first point he makes, now this is what he's saying that these Arminian churches are promoting, okay? Be ye conformed to the world, and be ye not transformed. Isn't that what we see? Don't be transformed, be ye conformed. Look like the world, act like the world, partake in everything that the world partakes in. And if you're out in the street, nobody should be able to tell any difference in you than the world. Is that what this Bible says? No, the Bible says be ye not conformed to the world. The Bible says, come out from the world and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing. Number two. If the light that be in you came from theological seminaries, how great is that light? Isn't that what they're promoting today? You can only get light from seminaries. That's what they're promoting today. That's what they were promoting clear back in 1833, according to Gilbert Beebe. If that light be in you came from theological seminaries, how great is that light? Well, the scripture tells us that we're not to look at the wisdom of the world. The wisdom of the world is foolishness. What scripture tells us. Just the opposite of what society and Southern Baptist cemeteries and other evangelical cemeteries are teaching. Isn't that true? He says, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? Okay, number three. Go ye into all the world and beg money. He that believeth on you and giveth liberally shall have his charity sounded far abroad in the newspapers. Does that sound familiar? You know, you cannot tune into any of the major Christian organizations without them begging for money. Whether it's American Center for Law and Justice, you give, we have a matching gift today. Or whether it's, you know, Samaritan's Purse or whatever organization it is, they're all begging for money, aren't they? And what does the Bible say? The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. Number four, say to him that giveth current money, it shall be well with him. But woe to him that giveth not, call him an antinomian, a covetous fellow, a publican, and a sinner. That's the way it is today. If you don't give, deep down, dig deep down in your pocketbooks, right?
Jerry Falwell used the Kentucky Fried Chicken buckets to collect money. You know? What did Christ do when they asked him if he gave paid taxes? He told them to go down and get a fish out of the water and get a coin out of the fish's mouth. Number five, go ye into all the world and establish Sunday schools, and in them mold the minds of children to your views, and so prepare them for the polls of your country, that succeeding generations may be provided with rulers from the president down to the past master, whose religious characters have been formed in your Sunday schools, and verily you shall have your reward. They were promoting Sunday schools back in 1833. Trying to divide the adults from the children. Trying to control the children of the parents and get into the minds of the young children. All the lies that have been perpetrated down through the years. Number six. Well, what does Scripture say? Scripture says for the parents to bring up the child in the way he should go, and when he's old he will not depart from it, not Sunday schools. Number six. Go ye into all the world and circulate tracts, and take up collections for the support of tract societies, and so enable the officers and agents of that institution to fare sumptuously every day. Yeah. The Arminian Free Will Tracts. Have you looked at any Gideon Bibles in motels lately? That'll tell you a lot. We just had to stay in a motel last week. We found the Gideon Bible was an English Standard Translation and a New International Version translation. Two corrupted texts from Vaticanus. We're not supposed to be circulating tracts. There's nothing biblical about tract societies. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman, rightly dividing the word of truth. Says the word is a lamp unto thy feet and a light unto thy pathway, not tracts. Number seven. Go ye into all the world and plead for the missionary cause. But when ye go, take with you purse and scrip and many coats and splendid outfits, with men servants and maid servants and horses and chariots and plenty of money. Isn't that what happens? You know, people, you know, when they load up to go over on a missionary trip, they have to have, you know, their $300-$500 suits, two or three of them packed. They have to have all of their notes, their sermon notes, probably all the Spurgeon sermon notes. They may want to even take some of Adrian Rogers' sermon notes with them, you know. Maybe some Billy Graham sermon notes. They want to take plenty of money, make sure they're well taken care of while they're on this missionary journey. And let's take a lot of people along with us to support us and so on. No. Christ sent them out two by two, and he said to take no thought of your life. He says, don't even think about what you're going to speak about. Don't try to write it all out. Take neither scrip nor purse, he said. Just the opposite. Number eight. Say ye unto the people, the race is unto the swift, and the battle is unto the strong. That's the concept out there. You know, I've got to have a jet for my ministry. Okay. You know, the more money you send me, the stronger my missionary endeavors will be. Really. Really. The Lottie Moon Fund, or whatever it is. Number nine. Tell them the Lord's temple must be built by might and by strength, and by the use of means and not by the Spirit of the Lord. Reminds me when I was reading that of the RLDS Temple in Independence, the big spiral at the top. I used to live in Independence. $40 million they spent on that building. Tell them that the Lord's temple must be made by might and by strength. I'm glad heaven doesn't have a temple. Jesus Christ is the light thereof. He's the temple. He told them, destroy this temple, and I will rebuild it in 3 days. He wasn't talking about rebuilding the temple over there in Jerusalem. In fact, he forecast that the temple would be destroyed in 70 AD. And now they want to rebuild it again, don't they? Number 10, tell them that the want of money is the root of all evil, and that the heathen may be evangelized and saved for $3 each. Have you ever heard people talk like that? I have. I've heard people say, you know, we can reach this many souls for this much money. That's heresy. The gospel cannot be bought with money. The gospel is not for sale. The gospel is a free gift. Number 11. Say unto them, ye are redeemed with such corruptible things as silver and gold. Scripture says just the opposite, doesn't it? Says you cannot be redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but they say you can. Just send us your money and we can reach all these souls for the lost. This is a great investment in the kingdom of God, they'll tell you. No, it isn't. Number 12. It is of him that willeth and him that runneth. For the missionary societies have willed and their hirelings have run, and it is not of him that showeth mercy. Wow, this is quite a writing by Gilbert Beebe, isn't it? Does this sound familiar? Yes, that's what they tell us. It's what I was told all my life. It was him that willeth and him that runneth. You know? We made a choice. And so, because we made this choice, it has nothing to do with his mercy. It has to do with our choice. Number 13. Receive ye honor of one another. Be ye called rabbi, doctor of divinity, master of arts, reverence, presidents, vice presidents, secretaries, treasurers, agents, and by all flattering titles, for the labor is worthy of his hire. Isn't it amazing how they twist scripture? Scripture says just the opposite. It says call no man master. It says call no man father. You know? Why do you want to have doctor all over your card? Why do you want to have doctor all over your website? That's my question. Because you want to receive honor. Number 14. And when there cometh into your assemblies one who is rich with costly apparel, say to him, come up hither. Peradventure he will give you of his abundance. But if a poor man come in, tell him to sit down there on your footstool. Isn't that what's going on? Just go into the churches and see who's sitting up on the platform. It's the ones that got all the money, isn't it? All the power. All the titles, all the prestige, in their robes and their long phylacteries. And where are the poor people sitting? You know, they don't even really want them in the church. If you can't afford at least a $25,000 vehicle, don't come to this church, okay?
That's the idea, in other words. Number 15. Be active in forming all manner of societies in the name of religion, and sell ye birthrights for money and for price. Who was it that sold his birthright?
Esau.
There's a lot of Esau's out there selling their birthright. You know? Send me a gift of $25 and I'll send you a bottle of anointing oil. Send me $100 every month and I'll make sure that you're put on our special prayer list. Number 16. Tell the people and make them believe, if you can, that you have charge of the Lord's treasury and that he has sent you to collect funds for him and that he is at present greatly straitened for want of cash to carry on his purposes. Oh, that reminds me of a elder in the church going to my wife and saying, how come your husband isn't giving more money? Yeah, that's exactly right. Tell the people, make them believe it if you can, that you have charge of the Lord's treasury and that he has sent you to collect funds for him. Number 17. And when you get the people's money in the Lord's name, be mindful and divide it among yourselves, for you must have your reward. How do we know they're dividing it among themselves?
Look at their lifestyle. Look at their lifestyle.
Why do they have the nicest houses, drive the nicest cars, travel around the world in their jets, wear, you know, $500, $600, $700 suits, have rings on their fingers and bells on their toes, and some of them probably rings through their nose already. And the last one, true religion and undefiled before men like yourselves is to visit the widows and the fatherless and to extort from them the last farthing they possess, and then make your boast of it public, in public print, so you shall ye glory in your shame. You know, I remember Jan Crouch getting on there and saying, you little women that are struggling to scrounge up enough money for your grocery money, take that grocery money and send it to me. And here she had how many mansions all over the world and was owner of over 5,000 radio stations. That's what it's all about, isn't it? Well, Gilbert Beebe, you really did a fine job in exposing this back in 1833, and Larry Phillips wanted to fast forward to 2017. And I'll put this on sermon audio, and a lot of people will probably be upset, but that's all right. I'm sure they were upset with Gilbert Beebe, and if they're upset with Gilbert Beebe, that's fine. And if they're upset with Larry Phillips, that's fine too. But, you know, it's truth. It's truth. And Jesus Christ said to them, you know, when all the people were gathered and they were hungry, he said, is there any bread here? And they said, there's two loaves and barley loaves and a couple fish. He said, make the people sit down. And he fed over 5,000 people. He didn't need anybody's money. He didn't need anybody's money. And then when they went to the Passover, he told them to go in there in that house. And you tell them that the master has need of this room. They went in there and he let them go in the room. When he got ready to
right in Jerusalem. He said, go in there and tell them that the master has need of the donkey. And they loosed the donkey and they brought it to Christ. When he went to the wedding, his mother said, you know, we're out of wine. And he filled all of those pots with water and turned the water into wine. You think he needs people's money? Do you think he needs people's missionary activities? Anyway, that's all I have to say tonight. Do we have any final selections?
Rosette wants to sing 481.
And that's Fear Not, Little Flock. Okay. 481. We don't have anything to be fearful of,
because God is in control.
He has created the world in 6 days, and he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's coming back as a conquering king. And so what do we have to be afraid of? Nothing. You want to start that, Mark?
The souls of those who seek for wealth, the Lord shall soon require. But riches which are stored above shall never there expire. Fear not, little flock, fear not, fear not. Thy Father knows thy need. Fear not, little flock, fear not, fear not. He will his children feed. Behold and see how lilies grow. They do not toil nor weed. Yet kings in all their royal dress are not arrayed like these. Fear not, little flock, fear not, fear not. Thy robe is sparkling white. Fear not, little flock, fear not, fear not. The Savior is your light. If God so clothe the forest green, whose leaf will soon be gone, shall he not much more glorify his chosen and foreknown? Fear not, little flock, fear not, fear not. Thy God is on his throne. Fear not, little flock, fear not, fear not. He'll come and take you home.
Well, again, I want to remind people that we're going to be having a talk show tomorrow night at 6 o'clock Central Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. The phone number is 724-444-7444, a time of fellowship. And don't send us your money. Doesn't cost anything. And by the way, we're going to be having a fellowship here October the 22nd, Lord being in the matter, Sunday morning at the Joplin Sovereign Grace Baptist Church, and then Sunday night here in the Pineville House Church. And all are welcome. May the good Lord be with you tomorrow on the holiday with your family, and bless you the rest of this week is our prayer. God bless.